congressional candidates and their consultants are trying to divine the implications of Georgia's Republican primary last week. That's when conservative leader Ralph Reed's hopes for public office were dashed. Reed was running for lieutenant governor. He lost because of his ties to someone that many members of Congress know well, former lobbyist and convicted felon Jack Abramoff. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Just how radioactive is Jack Abramoff? That's one question of the midterm elections. And the Georgia primary gives one possible answer. If an incumbent did business with Abramoff, and it's documented in emails, it's a big problem. Ralph Reed, one-time head of the Christian Coalition and chair of the Georgia Republican Party, began his primary campaign as the front-runner. But his rival, State Senator Casey Cagle, hammered Reed for working with Abramoff. Even harder shots came from the advocacy group Public Campaign.
Working with convicted Washington lobbyist Jack Abramoff, Ralph Reed used Christian groups as a front for his paying casino clients. That's right. Ralph Reed hit the jackpot doing dirty work for casinos.
Abramoff and five others have pleaded or been found guilty in the corruption probe. Reed hasn't been charged, nor have any lawmakers. But some did favors for Abramoff and his clients. Two at the top of that list are Congressman Bob Ney and Senator Conrad Burns, Republicans who are now in tough re-election fights. Democratic Congressman Rahm Emanuel heads up his party's Congressional Campaign Committee.
Ralph Reed's defeat tells you that association with the Abramoff and other type of scandals will directly impact the capacity of somebody who's intimately involved in that type of scandal.
But just a few months ago, Democrats were using a much broader argument that Republicans had created a, quote, culture of corruption. That line essentially flopped when Democrats tried it in a special election. California Republican Randy Duke Cunningham had resigned before going to prison for taking $2.8 million in bribes, but a Republican held onto the seat. Congressman Tom Reynolds runs the campaign committee for House Republicans.
If you can't win a culture of corruption national issue the Democrats are trying to do out of Washington in Southern California, where Randy Duke Cunningham was sent to jail, where can you?
Reynolds says he's telling GOP candidates that Washington corruption won't be an issue resonating around the country.
What I've counseled candidates across America to do is know exactly what's going on in your district and what those issues are and make sure you're able to converse and talk about them, because that's what's going to get you elected this fall.
Emanuel says Democrats are starting to link the corruption issue to pocketbook concerns, say the price of gasoline or prescription drugs. That follows an emerging message from their pollsters that voters believe the GOP has run Washington for the benefit of corporations, lobbyists, and the wealthy. But progressive activist David Sirota says that to make that case, Democrats have to back away from Washington's usual sources of campaign cash.
You know, look, leaders of both parties have come up through the system of legalized bribery that we have now. So there is a very real inertia there inside Washington to not really talk about any of these issues, because politicians of both parties have been operating in that system.
A system that benefits the Republican majority, but would be just as sweet for Democrats, provided they can win in November. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.